As I mentioned earlier, ISIS stands for the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. The World's Matthew Bell has more now on who these militants are and what they want.
In this recent video from Mosul in northern Iraq, a guy in a mask, camouflage baseball cap, and an assault rifle holds forth. He's standing in front of a disabled Iraqi armored vehicle, and he says the city is now under the control of ISIS, thanks be to God. And Maliki, the Iraqi prime minister, he says, will burn in hell. Fighters with ISIS have been active in Syria for some time, and they've earned a reputation for brutality. But the group's decisive rout of Iraqi security forces in recent days has been astounding, says Bill Raggio. He's the editor of the Long War Journal. Raggio says ISIS was born out of the group Al-Qaeda in Iraq, the same one that U.S. forces fought for years. In Syria, ISIS had a disagreement over strategy, and it was disowned by the core leadership of Al-Qaeda. But Raggio says the two groups have a similar ideology.
They are a jihadist group just like Al-Qaeda. They seek to impose an Islamic caliphate and impose their harsh version of Sharia law or Islamic law. And they want to do it throughout the region.
ISIS is one of many non-state actors in a troubled region, but Raggio says, unlike most jihadi extremist groups, ISIS actually controls a huge swath of territory.
The Syrian security forces are unable to eject ISIS since 2011, 2012, and the Iraqis haven't been able to do it in Anbar province for the last 6 months. So yeah, at some point, they are the state. They have their caliphate or the nucleus of their caliphate, and they're not going to stop.
The commander of ISIS is Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. There's a $10 million U.S. reward on his head, but not much is known about him. In Iraq, Bill Raggio says Baghdadi and his ISIS fighters appear to be following the same grand plan that their Al-Qaeda predecessors did.
Basically, the plan is you start surrounding Baghdad. You take these key areas around Baghdad, you deny them, and then you take control of the provinces. They basically rip this plan back off the shelf. And they're putting it into effect. I think we're going to, at some point, see some form of siege on Baghdad.
Raggio says ISIS might be overextending itself militarily, but so far the Iraqi security forces have proven to be woefully ineffective in stopping the group's advance.
The Iraqi security forces are going to have a very difficult time clearing and holding ISIS from these areas without the help of the Kurds and other powers.
In that video from Mosul, armed, masked men are seen climbing into abandoned Iraqi police vehicles and driving away as other men stand by shooting videos with their phones and tablets. It very much leaves the impression that ISIS is on the move, and U.S. officials have been saying as much. In Washington today, the man nominated to be U.S. ambassador to Iraq called ISIS one of the most dangerous terrorist groups in the world. Stuart Jones told lawmakers, "The Obama administration is watching events in Iraq closely and will work with partners to help those fleeing the fighting." For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.